The government has been defending its policy on the punishment of offenders after Labour obtained figures on sentencing in England and Wales, which it branded an insult to victims of crime. Half the criminals convicted of sexual assault, burglary or grievous bodily harm in 2012 were not sent to jail. Almost half of those found guilty of sexual activity with a child under 13 received community sentences. Downing Street said the government had already taken steps to encourage tougher sentencing, and the Justice Secretary, Chris Grayling, criticised Labour's record on crime in government. Here's our political correspondent, Chris Mason.
They are statistics that make for attention-grabbing headlines, but the breadth of the categories under which crimes are classified and the long-term trend does place them in a clearer context. Many offenders who are not jailed have committed offences at the less serious end of the scale, or maybe first-time offenders, children or teenagers. Those spared a prison sentence will also have faced fines and suspended or community sentences after their conviction. Nonetheless, the figures provided the stage for a political row, with the Conservatives and Labour each attempting to sound tougher than the other on sentencing. The Shadow Justice Secretary Sadiq Khan, who requested the figures from the government, said they were evidence of what he called justice on the cheap.
Judges know that our prisons are bursting, and what this is leading to is victims saying, what is the point of reporting a crime? What is the point for witnesses to come give evidence if it means people who are found guilty not receiving the appropriate sentence?
But the Justice Secretary, Chris Grayling, told The World at One the government had inherited a criminal justice system that was too soft. He said that since 2010, offenders were now more likely to go to jail and sentences were longer. But he acknowledged the impact of spending cuts.
I think I've got a justice system that has not been victim-friendly enough, that has not been tough enough. And in the 15 months since I've been Justice Secretary, I've been working hard to close, in what are immensely tough times financially, close as many of what I see as the gaps as possible.
Mr. Grayling added that he had focused on making punishments that didn't involve a prison sentence much tougher.